We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I want to get to my guest right now. She's Miley Smith. She is with the Illinois Policy Institute, and it's great to have her on here. Good morning, Miley. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine. Thank you for having me.
Well, thanks for making some time for us this morning. You know, this caught my eye. This is a bill that would restrict the rights of public sector employees, and J.B. Pritzker is apparently planning to sign this thing. Tell us what this means for workers in Illinois.
That's right. It really is a blow to workers' rights. It prioritizes union leadership interests and union leadership power over what is best for the public employees and for the taxpayers. I would really call this a union leadership wish list bill. And what it does is it cuts off workers from factual information about their employment and union membership while giving union leadership unfettered access to their personal information. So just a couple examples. It places a gag order on public employers. They can't freely discuss union membership or other types of issues with their employees. They can only discuss payroll issues. Huh. So just think about that barrier that is erected between the employer and the employee, and the chilling effect that would create. The employer is going to be fearful of giving any sort of information to their employees for fear of having the union file some sort of unfair labor practice.
Yeah, so in other words, if it's limited to what hiring and firing and things like that, they can't call a company-wide meeting or an office-wide meeting,
right,
and discuss certain things without making sure that they've approved it with the union first?
Well, and they don't. I mean, there's nothing that requires them to go to the union to seek approval. But if they want to be safe, then either they're just not going to talk about it at all, or they're going to have union approval. Either way, it creates this barrier between employers and employees, and it inhibits what the employer can say to their employees and what kind of information that they can provide to them.
Right.
And on the flip side, this bill gives the union the right to personal information of the employees. So their home addresses, their cell phone numbers, we're not just talking about their work information or their work numbers. This is their personal cell phone numbers, their personal email addresses, their home addresses, and they get that information regardless of whether someone is a member. So if someone has chosen not to be a member of the union, they're losing their right to privacy here because this information is going to be handed over to a union.
Yeah, so is this in reaction to that Janus case? And maybe you can, Miley, you can refresh people's memories, because a public sector employee went all the way to the Supreme Court and won their case against unions, public sector unions in the state of Illinois.
That's right. We see this as a direct reaction to the 2018 decision in Janus versus AFSCME. And what that case did was it freed government workers from having to pay union dues if they don't want to pay union dues. So if their union is not doing a good job, if they're not pleased with the way the union is representing them, they don't have to be a member, and they won't be forced to pay fees to the union anymore either. It really was a restoration of government worker rights and their right to speech and their right to association to decide for themselves whether or not they want to publicly or financially support the union. And, the unions obviously did not like that decision. And this bill is, like I said, like a wish list. It just checks the boxes of all the things that the union would have wanted to do in reaction to that decision.
Wow. That's just unbelievable. We knew that J.B. Pritzker, that the unions over there stalled in their negotiations with the previous administration for like 3 years, waiting for a Democrat to get reelected so they could
exactly
go back to the table and win a bunch of concessions from the state. And now we've got Pritzker giving them another gift in Senate Bill 1784.
Right. And this will be at his desk, so it has passed the House and the Senate here. And what we would encourage, Pritzker should veto this. We would encourage him to veto it. He needs to stand behind workers, not union leadership. You know, he is the employer, and these employees, need to have someone who's standing behind them for their rights. And he needs to make a move in favor of transparency. You know, I mentioned that the union gets information about all of these workers. What the bill also does is prohibit any other entities from obtaining information about employees or retirees via FOIAs. So this is definitely a blow to transparency. It's a blow to the media and anyone else who does research on, you know, where these employees are, you know, where retirees are living after they've left the state of Illinois. So he needs to make a move in favor of transparency, especially in light of all of the corruption that you are seeing in Illinois now.
Boy, that's the truth. Listen, Miley Smith, I appreciate your time. Illinois Policy Institute does great work up there. And people can go find out more about this. We're at illinoispolicy.org, correct?
That is correct. Illinoispolicy.org.
All right, Miley, thanks for your time.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.